This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Lap. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana.
And it's been a really long weekend.
We're here on the 5th of July, so you're going to hear the same day, which is exciting for you.
It's the day that this comes out. We're recording it. How was your 4th of July, Jordana?
It was fun. My brother got married, which is always a lot of fun. The negative part of that is, like, when it's, like, a relative of yours that's getting married, is that you have to speak to, like, every like remote family member or like family friend, and you have to, because like otherwise it's rude if you just kind of like ignore them the whole night. So you have to
right
and you have to have all these like short little conversations and then think of new creative ways to like get out of them. So you have to be like, oh, like I'm gonna get a drink, or like I'm gonna go to the bathroom, or like sometimes I have a bunch of sisters.
Just been shitting all night. I gotta go to the bathroom.
I have a bunch of sisters, so I would just grab Shira and I'd be like, "Oh, Aunt Evelyn, have you seen have you guys seen each other recently?
Right.
Like, tell her about what's going on. I have to run."
you pass along your siblings. Well, you have a huge family, so it's kind of easier. You can just keep going, like have like an assembly line of people you pass on to the next person.
Exactly. It's like a wing woman.
Yeah. July 4th was a little crazy. Like, I tried to go to Montauk for a little, and it was so crowded that it just became work. Like, I felt like, oh, this doesn't feel like a vacation.
Right.
So I just sort of just laid by at a pool that was free.
A private pool?
Yeah.
Private.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, a free pool. Yeah. It's not free. Someone's paying for it. You're just not.
That's true. Right. So I, instead of like going crazy and going to places, I just laid there.
Pools are great. See, the issue with July 4th is that every single person in like America has off, besides, you know, the people who are working. Sorry.
They have off on the 4th. Just not a Monday.
No, but like some people are still working. Like the people who run like the subways are still working.
Oh, yeah. I also went shopping, so their stores were open.
Right. So I'm saying, like, it's not everyone. It's just like us being assholes thinking it's everyone. But it's like a lot of people. Anyway,
sorry, we're assholes.
Sorry. But yeah, so everything is kind of crowded, I guess, unless you just stay at someone's house, which I feel like might be the move. Or like go
that
somewhere to a
move.
Private island where you don't have to see anyone.
Oh, yeah, vacation. I need to go on another vacation.
Yeah.
But anyway, so...
Did you hear about that Chris Christie Beachgate?
Oh, wait. I saw that. Can you tell me what happened?
Okay. So basically, like, there was, like, a government shutdown with, like, some funding thing, and they shut down the beaches. And then this photographer...
Like, the non-private beaches.
Like, yeah, like, the New Jersey public beaches.
Yeah,
whatever.
Which is a lot, yeah.
Yeah, on July 4th weekend, which is, like, intense move.
Right.
And then they got pictures of Chris Christie. They took pictures. They found him, like, he and his family were, like... using the beach, like,
this.
By his
yeah.
house.
He was, like, alone on the beach. The beach was completely empty except for him.
Him and his family, I think,
yeah.
Right? And he said he didn't get any sun. And then they found out after the pictures came out, he clarified. He's like, I was wearing a hat.
No, I feel like I read that, like, press release or whatever that they were saying, and that he didn't have any sun because he was wearing a hat.
Right, that was his, like, that
oh
was, because first they were like, oh, you're lying. You said you didn't get any sun. But he was like, what I meant was that I was wearing a hat, so I didn't get any sun.
That's so fucking ridiculous.
I mean, it's a huge asshole move. I feel like if I were the governor, it's, like, something I would, like, think about doing.
But, like, you wouldn't, like, do it in, like, a public area where... obviously helicopters go over and take pictures of you.
Yeah,
that's so amazing. What do people in Jersey do?
I don't know. What did they do this weekend?
I know. Doesn't everyone in Jersey love to tan? Like, what do they do?
I don't know. We'll have to DM Snooki.
Yeah.
See what she was doing this
weekend. Snooki's doing great.
it's our personal office joke that whenever someone mentions Snooki, Aileen has to jump in and say, Snooki's doing, but she looks great. She's doing amazing.
She is. She looks amazing. She, okay, for someone who, like, was totally just the clown of television for a long period of time, she really is on the up and up. Like, she made so much money. She has the most
ton of Instagram followers.
She, like, became a mom. Like, we thought that her becoming pregnant from, like, this guy she met on Jersey Shore would just be, like, her downfall. But instead it became her
right. She actually got thinner after getting pregnant.
She, exactly. So, yeah. Snooki looks great.
No, Snooki does. I love Snooki because I don't love Snooki, but I like the idea of, like, people being, like, changing and just, like, being different people than they used to be and getting their shit together. I think it's kind of, like, beautiful. It's like Miley.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I love Miley.
Yeah.
I agree. It's like she got her shit together, but also she really owned her mess. Right. I love that.
That too. Yeah.
That was the best.
So did Miley. She was like humping like inflatable penises on her
for
thing.
For sure. Two icons. That, like, yeah, and two idols. Models. Exactly. The other thing that I heard about, did you hear Jay-Z released his new album? I haven't heard most of it. I was just like Googling shit that like is controversial. And apparently he's in a huge feud with Kanye.
Right. Over like some money apparently or something.
Yeah. Like, and so Kanye pulled all of his songs from Tidal, but like who listens to Tidal anyway?
Right. Now I haven't heard any of Jay-Z's songs because I don't subscribe to Tidal. But like, I want to be the kind of person who subscribes to Tidal, but like I don't like music enough.
But why? Who
because
cares?
I just feel like, I don't know, like we should, like Tidal is like a less corporate version of Spotify, but like also it's not as good. So
yeah,
like,
but
I'm
they're
sorry.
Making the money.
I know.
Regardless,
I just feel like Jay-Z and Beyonce don't have enough money. I just want to give them more money.
They don't have enough. Right. The best part of it though was, okay, so it was this in this Jezebel article that was like Kanye and Jay-Z are now no longer. They're in a feud. They're no longer friends. Their families are no longer friends. So I feel like once you're out of like the Beyonce, Jay-Z like trust circle, yeah, you're like out, which was really funny because in this Jezebel article, they showed like Kanye and Kim like with this family. I don't know. The account was like Hair Weaves or like something like that. And it was like this family like that. I guess the woman does hair. And she was just like, these are my new family. And it was something like that. Yeah. It was just so funny because like
Kanye's trying to get his Insta revenge.
Step down. But anyway. Wait. Oh, shit. So, sorry. apparently, since we're listening to this, like, we're doing this basically live because this is coming out right after we are done recording it. Rob Kardashian right now, like, literally right this second, is going Insta crazy. He's posting, like, several photos of Blac Chyna cheating on him, like text conversations, pictures of him, like her sending, she said, okay, wait, there's a one video of Chyna like making out with a guy that she sent to Rob saying happy 4th of July. One, literally.
I can't believe these people have to raise a child.
Exactly. Then he posts all this crazy shit. He posts a video of her in the hospital, like after she gave birth to their child, saying that like, oh, China's been lying to y'all about like how she lost weight. Really, I gave her $100,000 for surgery, and that's how she's got thin so like so quickly.
Rob is so petty.
So, but like, oh my God. And then he's writing like, wait, should I read this out loud?
Yeah, do a little live read. Let's
hear
it.
One of his, okay, so he wrote this in a note and then screenshotted and then posted on Instagram. Classic move. He wrote, thank God I pray every single day multiple times for God to show me the way. And he showed me. The same day Chyna sends me, picks up her P word, I really can't say it, saying I can have it soon. The same day I sent my jeweler to drop off 250K of jewelry. Same day my babies are in the house and I find out this. Thank you, Lord! Exclamation point. Thank you, Dad, for showing me. I had my daughter out of love. But this woman left the second I paid for her body surgery, and then she was out. Chyna, please get help.
I don't even understand what he's trying to say. He's trying to say that she sent him pictures of her vagina.
Wait, I need to keep going. And then he sends another one. And just
another
so,
one.
Another one. Oh, DJ Khaled's also killing it. I was listening to Spotify this morning, and
I love "I'm the One."
So good.
It's the best song.
Also, Bieber's killing it. He's like top three songs out of
Bieber
four.
Bieber always kills it. I fucking love Bieber.
Love Bieber. Okay. Back to Blac Chyna and Rob Gate. And just so you all know, this is just one of the many of men Chyna been doing this with. I got receipts for days, and when it comes to doing drugs and fucking dudes in the bed my daughter lays, I don't play. This sounds like deaf poetry. So I don't care that this is the mother of my child. I told Chyna a million times, even after seeing and knowing that this, I still will support and be there for her, but I can't take this anymore. So yes, I'm being petty with this woman is fakes. Like we all good on Father's Day and beg me to go and stage the paparazzi to be there in front of her house and at Disneyland. Oh my God. I'm done with this woman. Thank God for God showing me the light. And then he proceeds to post an image, which is now recently deleted, but I screenshot it. Unfortunately, it's on my photos.
I'm
now,
sure someone reported it.
Of a girl's vagina, like literally like out, which I can show you right now, but I really don't want to be looking at it. And it says,
Let me see it.
Vagine.
Oh,
it's straight
okay.
up vagine.
Okay. I
mean,
you can't
put that on Instagram.
Yeah, you definitely can't put that on Instagram, but it's not like, I thought it was going to be like lips open for the boys.
Okay, and the caption says, Photoshop the P word, though for real, with the smooth filter, this the same bitch who just FaceTimed me a few hours ago, faded and drunk out her mind, taking her clothes off for me.
I'm going to make that your Instagram. I'm going to make that your background, your phone background.
Okay, these two need to chill the fuck out.
Okay, here's what I think is going to help Rob the most in his journey. He needs to get a job. Because, like, people who are, like, actively, like, working on something are not doing this shit. They have, like, other things going on. He has too much time. He's, like, sitting in his house all day, like, waiting for, like, this drama to happen. Or China to come home. Or, like, watching his, like, family members do stuff. And I'm sure eating some jerky or something. But he really, I think he just needs to get it. He must feel like a loser. And, like, he's very insecure, clearly. This is, like, a very sad thing. He, like, needs some help. Someone should, like, help him get a job. Anywhere. He get a job, like, Stop and Shop.
Here's what I really think. This is so, like, yes, he should get a job. But even more entertaining would be if, like, clearly he has, like, a very, he can't really type or, like, speak in one sentence.
Should get a tutor?
He should, like, do the plot of Billy Madison. Like, imagine if he goes back to first. Like, that's a show. Wouldn't that be so amazing?
He repeats all the grades.
He repeats all the grades backward. Yeah.
Yeah.
How incredible would that be? Like, Rob Kardashian, back to school,
I
to
would
show
love that.
To
he
show
went to college, though, didn't he?
To Chris that I'm not a fool. No, I think Courtney's the only one who went to college.
I thought he went to, like, USC.
Maybe for, like, a minute.
True.
And then they were like, you have to read. And he's like, I'm out.
Did anyone? Yeah,
she went to Arizona, Courtney.
I mean, the Jenner girls didn't graduate high school, right? Or they have a? Oh, they did. They got like a tutor because they were being bullied or something.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the scandal with the shirts?
Yes.
That was so funny.
That is so, and they're being sued by the Doors, I think.
I mean, yeah, you can't just like superimpose your face onto pictures of like iconic celebrities
and
not pay them.
Like, it's just so funny. Like, also, what do Kylie and Kendall have to do with the Doors?
Like, or like Biggie.
I doubt you. Well, like, what you don't know? The Doors. Like, will you listen to the Doors? Like, Kendall and Kylie, you have no idea what you're talking about or thinking about or like doing. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. And I mean, in all honesty, Kylie and Kendall probably barely even like saw these shirts. They probably like
I agree
someone
with that.
Sign off on them.
They're like, oh, that's cool.
Right. Oh my God. That's so cute. Who is that guy? So adorable.
Was that like the Backstreet Boys of that time?
It's like in Clueless when he's like, do you like Billy Holiday? And she's like, I love him.
So true. Okay, let's do some Dear Betches because I think it's just time.
It's time.
It's okay. Enough of the Kardashians. Okay. I can't talk about them for that long.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Fair.
You read.
Okay, Dear Betches. First of all, love the podcast. I've been following you guys since you started. I don't mean to be creepy, but Aileen, your voice literally soothes me. Here's my huge ass dilemma.
Wait, that's so funny. Is my voice really that soothing? I feel like just one person thinks that.
I mean, I don't. I'm like, I think my voice is like a little masculine. I know this isn't about me, but
yeah.
Should
I try doing like
what? Maybe you should do like sleep stories on the com app.
Okay.
You do. I guess you do have like a
new job for me.
A relatively soothing voice,
unless
but like
I'm like screaming.
Fuck you, writer. I have a soothing voice too. Okay. This isn't soothing enough for you.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, my long-term best friend has a boyfriend she loves and thinks she might marry. Way back in the day, she wasn't even hooking up with the guy, but they used to text constantly. I didn't really know him at the time, but maybe we spoke about it once or twice because he didn't mean that much to her. Then last year, when I was living in another part of the city and wasn't around as much, they hung out a bit more. We still didn't hook up, and she whined about it to me because they'd hung out alone a few times and got a lot in group settings. He one time drunkenly told her he loved her, but he was leaving. He's across the country for the year to do some type of research training, I think. I don't know. I don't get his job. Anyway, he left. She was like not sad, but also claimed she was heartbroken and pissed a bit. But now she has this boyfriend who she loves and is really happy with. The first guy in question is definitely interested in me. He asks mutual friends about me all the time and jokingly Snapchats me from other people's phones. That's, you know, how you know it's love. I hung out with him once this year when I went to visit a friend and he kept trying to kiss me. I literally ducked and telling me that when he's home, we're going on a date because I'm perfect and he's looking at his future wife. It was a joke, but I loved it. Anyway, he's going to come back eventually and I'm really interested. My friend knew I always thought he was hot, but I never really spoke to him. If he asks me out, I really want to go, but am I allowed? If these details are too vague, what do you think constitutes as okay to hook up with someone from your friend's past? Thanks. I guess that's Brutus.
But it's not Brute. She spelled it like it's like a French word.
Beyonce.
Okay, wait. So is she saying that, like, when she said the first guy in question, is this the original guy that was, like, okay, best friends?
Let me summarize this in a way, and I think in a way that will make it a little less convoluted. Yeah. Her friend used to, like, talk to this guy, and they never really hooked up, but they, like, flirted a lot, and she, like, thought he was cute, and she told her friend about this guy, and then, like, nothing really wound up happening, and now she has a boyfriend who she's really happy with, and the friend wants to know if it's, like, okay for her to go on a date or hook up with this other guy who is clearly in love with her because he Snapchats her from other people's phones.
Right. Okay, I really think the move is, like, just to ask her, because, mm-hmm, especially because she's saying my long-term best friend is a boyfriend and she loves and she thinks she might marry. So, like, once you think you might marry someone, I feel like you don't really give a shit about the past unless it's some boyfriend that was really controversial for you in, right, your past. Then it's, like, really, like, fucked up. Like, you were with some guy, he cheated on you, blah, 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 right, long 3-year convoluted relationship, either way, 1 year, doesn't matter. You can't go there.
Right. If you're truly happy in your current relationship, you probably don't care. Although there is, like, okay, if they had, like, been, like, sleeping together or, like, been together for, like, a little bit, maybe, I don't know, would you be upset if any of our friends or your friends hooked up with any of your exes?
Yeah, probably. I would be upset because, like, I don't know.
But if they asked you, would you say no?
It's really, like, it's circumstantial. I would have to know, like, what's going on.
Because, like, you just said that.
Like, off the bat, probably no. But if, like, you're telling me that they're in love and, like, this is the way, then, like, I would probably be, like, okay, because I have a boyfriend that I think that I'm going to marry. So it really is circumstantial. If it's just, like, I just want to hook up with him, then no, don't do that to me. But, like, you know what I mean?
Well, what if it's, like, they're not sure? What if it's like, oh, maybe it could be something, but also maybe it could not be anything?
I mean, okay, I'll just say I won't make it weird. Go for it.
Right. I think if I was asked, I would feel, like, respected.
Right.
If someone just did it and then told me and, like, told me, I'd be, like, annoyed. If they asked me, even if, like, okay, obviously, like, if someone asks you, you're going to say yes most of the time because you don't want to seem like,
right,
like, also, like, the person who's standing in the way of their love.
That's like in Girls with Lena, with what's her face, Hannah versus Jessa and Adam.
Yeah. I mean, in that case, also, I think if you broke up with the person, like, and you say no to your friend doing that, it's, like, a little petty just because, like,
right.
I mean, if you wanted to be with them, you could still be dating them.
Yeah.
So in that case, it's true. It's kind
of. So really, the only time it's kind of okay is if, first of all, you have to ask, because if you're, like, if you can't do that, then you shouldn't even be, like, dating this person. Like, just be mature.
Right. You definitely have to ask. If they say no and you, like the friend, don't do it.
Yeah.
If they say no and you don't give a shit about the friend, do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want, either way. Right. Okay. Well, I think that's, yeah. I think a lot of people want to, like, are interested in knowing that, because that happens. People's, like, friend groups, like, sort of get mixed up. And as people get older, exes become exes. But also, I would make sure that this guy is actually real.
Right. It doesn't sound like he's, like, so serious. But also, like, even, I would say either way, even if she, like, that's what I'm saying, like, I think is a good example of, like, someone where you're not really sure if it would actually be anything, but, like, there's kind of, like, a hint of flirtation.
Right.
And I think if you're interested in any way, just tell your friend.
Yeah.
If she's happy and, like, you tell her and you're like, hey, like, I definitely will not do this if it makes you uncomfortable. Then the person, like, they're never going to get mad at you, especially if you ask.
Because
the worst thing that happens, they say no, and then you either don't do it or do it anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, you want to read the next one?
Yes. Okay. Dear Betches, I guess you could say I'm a new listener to your podcast. However, I'm all caught up since I decided to hold myself up in my room for 12 hours and binge listen while I was hungover AF and mowing on banana chips.
I've never had banana chips. Mowing, I think.
Mowing.
It was like eating.
I'm feeling really accomplished right now. Well, thanks. I feel like that's such a compliment that our podcast is something you can binge. Anyway, I guess I would consider myself as an independent woman. I'm an Aries. I hate when people say that shit. I'm an Aries after all, is what she said. I actively choose to be single, hook up with dudes as they please, and go on an occasional date. And when those don't go, and when those don't go so well, I'll ghost them when I'm bored/over it. That is if he hasn't already done it to me already. But about a year ago, I met a guy that I actually really liked. We met through a mutual friend, had a great conversation, exchanged numbers. The chemistry/connection was immediate. We texted for a few weeks after that and were planning to meet up for drinks. And at some point, but we both had conflicts and ended up canceling. He eventually fell off my radar and I moved on. Fast forward about 9 months, and he randomly adds me on Snapchat. Oh my God, Snapchat.
Snapchat is such a fuckboy move.
It's such a fuckboy move. We exchange some drunken snaps and have a couple casual convos over a few weeks, and then he asked me to send him a few pictures, a.k.a. nudes. I knew this was going this way. I made up some lame excuse to put it off because I didn't want to just send a pic of my tits to a guy that I haven't seen in almost a year. However, I guess me saying no gave him the go-ahead to send me a dick pic. And of course, I'm a normal 25-year-old girl, so I have no desire to look at a dick on a Wednesday before bed. While I'm watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Oh my God, can I reread that sentence? Because that was so funny.
Yeah.
She goes, however, I guess me saying no gave him the go-ahead to send me a dick pic. And of course, I'm a normal 25-year-old girl, so I have no desire to look at a dick on a Wednesday before bed while I'm watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I've sent a few pics in the past, but I've always felt a little uncomfortable about it. But at the same time, I wanted to still express my interest in this guy, not completely kill my chances with him. So my question is it okay to just say that it makes me feel weird? Is there a way to be playful with pics but not give it all up? Should I just say bucket and pull a Lena Dunham and whip off my shirt and send a topless pics? Season 1, episode 4. And any and all evidence would be most appreciated.
Advice, sorry.
What did I say? Evidence. Sorry, I've been watching a detective show. Any and all advice would be most appreciated. Sincerely, camera shy betch. Additional info: 25-year-old female living in her single life, in Boston, one boozy brunch at a time. Smiley face.
Okay. I would say.
Oh my God.
This is a no.
I always.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog. I always say no to sending anything online, just as a general principle, because the internet does not lie. Like, you can't delete that shit. Case in point, Rob Kardashian, Black China.
Aileen has it on her phone now, yeah. So, you know.
Regardless of how you think, if the guy doesn't think you're flirty or whatever, it's always better in person. So just...
And it's 100% to okay say it makes you feel weird. Like, you definitely should never do anything that makes you feel really uncomfortable or weird, especially yeah. things that people can, like, use against you at a later time. Yeah. And it doesn't – okay, especially, like, the number one rule for, like, sexting or sending yeah. things, I think, is to, like, really, really trust the person. Aileen doesn't trust anyone.
I don't.
I don't really trust anyone either. I think she's maybe a little more intense than me. But I think, like, you really have to have, like, an implicit, like – strong connection and yeah. trust, and like inherently, like, because you're sending them like intimate pictures of yourself.
Yeah. When you're vulnerable and you want to know that they're not going to share those. So, like, the only way you know that is, like Jordana said, is pure 100% trust. And does anyone really trust anyone 100%?
You can never trust anyone. You're like, but, I'm literally like Kristen Wiggin, bridesmaids.
I just mean, like, okay, let's say you have a long term boyfriend. Something happens. You trust him 100% now, or you think.
Right.
Something happens 2 years down the line. He still has those photos of you. Those photos can't be deleted from the cloud. Nothing can be deleted from the internet. It's written more than ink.
You can never know anything.
Okay, but I'm just saying that's my...
No, I agree. And it doesn't sound like this guy is, like, anywhere near that level.
Yeah.
Let alone, like...
Okay, just say... Basically, what she should say is, like, I'm not really comfortable. I prefer the real thing. And because you show that you're still, like, sort of a sexual right. person, is if that's what you want to act like, but you're just not, like, comfortable with sending pics to this guy that you barely really know over fucking Snapchat. Like, Snapchat is not a way to start a relationship. Like, have this guy call you, text you, do right. the real thing.
It's enough with the young people in the Snapchat.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it. No, it's like, okay.
I agree.
Be like a real adult. And text the person. And that's yeah. not even, like, the most adult thing you could possibly do. Like, the most adult thing you could do is call someone. But, like, this communication through Snapchat thing is, like, bullshit. And, like...
And the laziest form of shit I've ever heard.
It is. It's, like, I was, like... I went on a date with a guy. He, like, didn't ask me out again. And, like, but he was just, like, Snapchatting me all weekend. Like, not fucking answering that. It's, like, if you want to yeah. see me,
like, yeah,
ask me out again.
Yeah, like...
I'm not, like, engaging in this, like...
Get on your rotary phone and give us a call. No, I agree. I totally agree yeah. with you. It's just, like...
It's, like, be an adult. Like, if you want to be, like, fucking around, you're 19 years old, like, send a ton of girls Snapchats and, like...
Yeah.
Send out pics to your dick to everyone, including your mom. Whatever. if you want to like date like a real adult human being and show someone that you're like a legitimate person, text them.
You're not legit if you're also we're just to clarify, we're not like that old that like we're saying this stuff. Like we're still in our
20s. No, I'm saying I get it. Like yeah, I know. Still that's I get saying. Them. I think it's like I mean, I guess if you're just looking, if it's just a sign that someone is not like a serious person about serious about dating.
Totally. Yeah. I agree with that.
If you're also not interested in that, then like it's fine and communicate only via Snapchat. If you're interested in like a like an adult relationship, I think it's
I agree.
And the kind of thing to avoid.
And if you want more on this, please email us slapped@betches.com.
SLAPPED at betches.com.
Oh my god, we can never spell it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. We have time for some games, Jaron. Are you ready?
I love games.
I know. Okay, do you wanna ask me?
Okay. I'll ask you. First one. Okay. Would you rather be with a guy who smokes pot all day, every day, 365 days a year, or a guy who does crystal meth twice a year?
I feel like we did something like this.
I asked you this once years ago, but like we didn't have a podcast then.
Okay, true. Okay, I'd rather the pot smoker.
I'd rather the crystal meth guy.
Oh my god, But every year, consistently, twice a year, he does crystal
it's
meth.
Like he does a little bro weekend. He goes on a bender a couple weekends, and then like he's back and he's sober the rest of the year. Like,
oh, he smokes pot all day, every day?
Yeah, he's like basically like his high state is his like regular state. Like he can't really function without it.
He's not a functional pothead?
No, he must be smoking pot all the time.
I choose that. I feel like once you're hitting the crystal pipe, you're like not a real
person.
He's
not addicted. He just does it twice a year.
Crystal meth is so gross. It's like the poor man's crack, and crack itself is already
poor.
It's
the poor man's cocaine.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was talking, I think I like asked some guys about this. They were like, you can't do the crystal meth thing. Like they're just going to be thinking about it all year.
It's so true. You'll be just like if you're dating the guy and he's doing pot, like he's doing pot. Oh my god, I'm literally 75. If he's doing the drugs. If he's doing dope. If he's all doped up 24/7.
He's on pot.
You've already accepted that he's a pothead. Whereas if he does crystal, like twice a year, like that guy said that you just said that you. Said you were speaking to, like, yeah, I'm gonna be thinking about that. Like, oh, when's he gonna do it next? Like, or
send you a calendar invite.
Meth day.
It's like instead of like doing a weekend trip with his friends, he just goes on a week. He goes to a meth at like a meth room and just does it all weekend.
No, it's not okay. Crack isn't okay. Meth isn't okay. You could do the occasional line, but like I can't. I choose pot over any hard drugs all the time.
I think I would choose the twice a year meth. Okay. I'm sorry. I guess we differ.
You don't have to apologize to me. We differ in drug use. Okay. I'll ask you the next question. Would you rather date a guy who spent 5 years on a Bravo reality TV show or date someone with only 8 toes?
That's like missing one toe on each foot.
Oh my god, I clearly would rather date the guy with 8 toes. It's not that big of a deal. Like, unless it's his big toe.
What if he has, like, a walking problem because of it? He probably does. Not, it's, like, a balance thing.
Okay, that's literally the least deal. I would not give a shit.
Would it depend on the reality show or doesn't even matter?
It does not matter.
It could be any show.
Like, what reality show would... No, not even The Bachelor. Nothing. Like, be a real person and you can have your 8 toes. Like,
you can't be on The Bachelor 5 years. I guess Nick VL.
No, it's okay. People have physical, like, ailments. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, people are missing, like, vestiges. It's, like, not the biggest deal. Is that a right word? Vestiges?
Vestigial.
Vestigial is a different word. Yeah. Digits. People are missing digits all the time.
Appendages.
Whatever. I was science major for just
one. What if
you
had
day.
One leg?
Fine. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. Like, it's fine. Like, people have issues. Like,
being on a reality show is not okay, though.
It's not. I would not.
What if it was one season?
What kind of show?
Summer House.
I take the one leg any day.
Yeah, I think maybe same.
He's also, okay, think about it this way. Someone who has less limbs versus someone who is on a reality show, think about the difference in vanity.
Like, that's true. Like, yeah, you get a down to earth person.
Like, that person is gonna be the nicest, treat you so well, and you if you in return treat them really well, the other person is only gonna care about their Instagram feed. Like, not
you.
So I choose
a life without 50 endorsements.
Yeah, I choose that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I agree. I was just like playing a little devil's advocate, yeah. But like, yeah, each hose isn't that bad. They'll wear shoes. A little cane can be a little cute, actually. You ever see a guy with a cane? It's like not that bad. They're like, they kind of like think of them as like a war hero or something.
I've never seen a guy with a cane that wasn't like wearing it.
I feel like I think ironically. Of these like soldiers occasionally get like wounded and like battle. Oh, yeah,
canes are cool.
Yeah, they're like, you know.
Lord Disick once had a cane.
Hot. Yeah, not, he's been on a reality show for more than 5 years.
That's his whole life, actually. Okay, we have time for one more.
Yeah, let's do a little shoot, fuck, marry. That's from because like we haven't talked that much about this season's Bachelor. I think it's because it's a little boring.
I don't even remember who these people are that you're okay, about to
Brian
say.
Brian is like the hot chiropractor who like she's definitely going to choose. She's like obsessed with him. He's 37.
What?
Have you been watching the show?
I have. Brian with the fillers. Yeah, he has the face fillers.
You think he has fillers?
Oh my God, beyond
Brian
fillers.
With the fillers. Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, Brian has the fillers. She's the one that he says you're too good to be true, that one, right?
Yeah, that one yeah. She's like obsessed with. He will definitely be like to final two, if not like the
legit
winner.
So much Botox. You can see it.
He's a chiropractor. I wonder why that translates. Maybe he knows a plastic surgeon.
Or he himself can get anybody can get really a Botox license.
Question, would you date someone? Would you go to a chiropractor that was on The Bachelor at?
Yeah.
You don't mind?
Well, is it that? How many seasons?
just this. Yeah. I feel like I would go for like a checkup. I wouldn't go for like a major surgery.
That's true.
I mean, if I needed like a major back surgery, I probably would not choose the guy who was like.
Was on The Bachelor.
The one on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But if I needed like.
Especially because he's trying to quit to get like Instagram.
Exactly.
Famous.
I would be like, he wouldn't take it that seriously.
Okay. So what are the three?
Sorry. Brian, Peter with the gap tooth.
Oh, no, I love Peter. Peter.
Peter's hot. He's like too hot. He's a liability. And Ben Higgins.
Okay. I'm marrying Peter. I'm sleeping with Ben Higgins and I'm shooting fillers in the face.
You really don't like him, huh?
No. Ew. He's like so creepy. I don't trust anything. If her intuition says that he's too good to be true, he's way too good to be true. He's fake.
One thing I like about Rachel, she doesn't take shit from anyone. She's like very like, did you see how many guys she dumped on that last episode?
It was just like.
And
my favorite is when Chris Harrison's like, do you want to talk? She's like, not now.
I don't think she likes him.
No,
he's
that.
Like always trying to like, she's like, I don't really, can you like get
can
away?
Can you move to the left so I can walk by?
Right. I like her because she just like knows, that's because she's fucking 31.
Yeah.
She like knows what she wants. She does not like with that guy, he was like, I don't feel like you're that into me. You're just like not, like with a lot of girls, they'd be like, oh, like I need him to like win his approval. I need him to like get him to like touch me and like me. But instead she's like, I don't feel like you're like, that into me, so like bye.
Yeah, exactly. And do you think that Rachel would ever accept a guy's Snapchats? No,
definitely not. Exactly. Rachel don't have time for that.
Rachel got no time for that.
I really like Rachel. I think that she's like the like most like the sharpest bachelorette in terms of like not falling for any of that douchebag bullshit.
Except for Brian. That's why I'm saying like if her gut intuition says that he's just saying shit just to get to the final two and he's really just a good actor, I think go with that.
He's not an actor, though. He's a chiropractor. He went to medical school.
I don't know. You have to act sometimes.
Maybe. Okay, so I would I think I'd marry Ben. I guess I'd have sex with Peter and kill Brian, even though I just, like, defended him. Peter, you can't marry. He's just too hot. I can't have, like, that hot
so
of a husband.
Hot.
It's like, what, are you just gonna, you're going to let him go to the bar, like, without you?
What are you saying? Ben isn't that hot?
Not as hot as Peter looks like a model, like a J. Crew model.
So hot.
He's so hot. He's like he looks like he's like in an ad for like tuxedos and cigars.
Every time he's on the screen, I'm just like smiling.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's not like husband hot. You can't have a husband that's that hot. You can't let him go anywhere. He's going to get like attacked by like women everywhere.
I know, that's true. He's really good looking.
You need like, he's like a liability. He's too attractive.
Okay, well, please email us if you think, what you think that you guys would do, because I really want to know other people's answer on this. Like, is Peter too hot for husband, or is Ben too hot for husband? Because we have...
Ben is, like, approachable hot. Like, you could know him. Peter's,
he's
like
really
a...
really tall.
Peter looks like a supermodel.
All right. email us at slapped@betches.com. Tell all of your friends about Betch Slapped, our podcast that you are listening to currently.
And
rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Even though you don't like it, just give us 5 stars and then just talk shit in the comments. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Say bye.